All right. Well, to this morning, we're going to jump into a message titled The Way. But before we do, let's just pray. Lord God, we just thank you. Jesus, I just thank you for your presence. Your presence is so sweet. I just thank you for the privilege that we have to be in your house, to be able to worship freely, Lord God, here in America. And I just thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you that you are here now. And Holy Spirit, I just surrender, we surrender right now, the rest of this time to you. Lord, we ask that you would do what you want to do. You would say what you want to say. Lord, that you would just continue to change and transform our hearts and our minds so that we can look more like you each and every day, Lord God. So we just give you permission right now to do whatever you want. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. All right. How many were here last week? Heard last week's message. I thought Cassie did an amazing job about preaching about Jesus's final words to his disciples about go and preach the gospel and make disciples. And as she very well illustrated, this was a commandment that Jesus gave us. It's called the Great Commission. And it was a commandment. It was not, but this is how many people have, I guess, taken it. They've taken it as the great suggestion. But it's not a suggestion. If you read just even Jesus' words and the way that it is written in the Greek text, it is very strongly a commandment. I'm commanding you to do this. Because you are part of my family, this is now what you are supposed to do. This is not a suggestion. This is not if you feel like it. No, this is what you need to do. I have three kids. I have a son and two daughters, and they have chores that they are responsible to do. They have a responsibility for to do. And they are not suggested to do them. They're commanded to do them. It's like, okay, Logan, if you feel like it, do the dishes today. But if you don't feel like it, then it's okay. It's like, no, you better get these done. You're part of this family. This is your duty. This is the commandment I've given you to do. Now, if he doesn't do them, I'm not kicking him out of the family. But there are going to be some consequences for him not doing what he's supposed to do. But because my kids are part of my family, there are some responsibilities, there are some commandments, some orders that they need to carry out. We are part of God's family, and there's some orders that we need to carry out. We are to go into all the world. We're sending a team to Africa, but we are to go into all the world and make disciples and to preach the gospel. Mark 16:15 says it like this, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. This is God's commandment to us. So proclaim the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? Gospel, in its simplest form, it's the Greek word euangelion, which just means good news or glad tidings. And actually, in context back in the time when it was written into scripture was it's written in Greek, but it was a Roman saying actually about how it was a term used of glad tidings regarding either a birth, a rise to power, or a decree from the emperor at the time that would hopefully bring the fulfillment of hope and peace for the people. That were in the kingdom at that time. And so the writers of the Gospels, the good news, they adopted this term and they said, okay, this is what it means to the people of Rome. It's this word that says, hey, listen to the good news that the emperor has that will bring hope and that will bring peace. And they adopted it and saying, hey, we're not just bringing some good news that will last for a period of time. We're bringing the best news ever that will last for eternity. And so they took this word and said, we're not preaching a gospel, we're preaching the gospel, the good news the eternal good news, the good news, the gospel of Jesus. And this is the good news that we are to carry and to preach to the whole world. The good news that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, came into the world to rescue those who needed rescuing. That is the good news that we are to preach. That is the good news that we are to preach. And that this salvation, the salvation that Jesus brings, is found in no other person but Jesus himself. Acts 4:12 says this, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." No other name, no other deity, no other God, no other man. Only Jesus is there, only in Jesus is there salvation. Now, here in the United States, we were founded as a country on the principles of God and the Bible. And we were founded as a Christian nation. But as time has gone on, more and more religions have worked its way into our country and culture. We are still predominantly viewed as a Christian nation, but more and more that is coming to be less true. And today, you can see aside from Christianity, many different religions that are followed and practiced. There's a huge contingency of those who follow the Judaism faith, some who follow Islam, some who follow Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, and then many other different minor ones as well. And there's a large contingency that call themselves atheists, that follow the atheism faith. And you say, how is atheism faith? Honestly, I think it takes more faith to believe that there isn't a God than to believe that there is. Maybe you've heard of this saying. It says this. It says, all roads lead to Rome. And this is a world proverb that means the same outcome can be achieved or can be reached by many different ways. Kind of this thought or this notion of just do what seems best to you. You go your way, I'll go my way. We're all going to end up in the same place together at the end anyway. But that's not the truth. That's not reality, but that is the lie that the enemy wants people to believe. It doesn't matter what you do, it all is going to end up the same anyway. Proverbs 14:12 says this, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." So the world and Satan wants us to believe that, hey, you just go your way. Do what seems best to you. Go down the path that seems right to you. But the Bible is very clear. If you do that, if you just go down the path that seems right to you, it's not going to end up where you want to be. It's going to lead to death. So though we were founded as a Christian nation, now we see many different people who are following different ways that are going to lead to a place that they don't want to go. And so we can see that through Scripture, there is only one way. There is no Buddhist way. There is no Muhammad way. There is no New Age way. There is no enlightened way. There is no Mormon way. Listen to me. There is no Catholic, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Calvinist, Baptist, Protestant, Pentecostal way. There is no be a good person way. There is only one way. And that way is Jesus. And the Jesus of the Bible, Jesus. Many of these other religions that I just mentioned believe in Jesus. But what they say about Jesus is not what Jesus said is about himself. They say that Jesus was a good man or he was a prophet, somebody that we should emulate our life after, and that if we live our life the way he lived our life, then maybe we can end up in heaven the way that we think. But Jesus was not just a good man. He was not just a prophet. That's not what he said about himself. He claimed to be God. And God the Father said, "This is in whom I am well pleased." Jesus is God, God in flesh. He put on flesh and bone, and then he allowed himself to die a real death for us. And it is through him, the real Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible, that he is the only way. John 14, 5 through 6 says this. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way. He's not a way. He didn't say, "I am a way." He said, "I am the way." There's no other way. Recently, this last week, I took my youngest daughter on a one-night backpacking trip to a place that I've taken all my kids at one point, kind of a special dad and kid getaway. And so we had to drive down a certain road, and we had to walk a certain trail to get up to this place. And she was very excited about it. And during our trip and our travels, there were many different forks in the road, many different forks in the path. And we had to follow the right path to get to the destination that we were going. If I decided I was going to take one of the other ones, we weren't going to get to where I was going. And my daughter, she had to trust me that I knew the way to take the right path to get to the special place to where we were going to go. And so she actually a couple of times, like, we'd get to a fork. She's like, "Which way is it?" And I was like, "This is the way we need to go. We need to take this turn." And then she's like, "Are we almost there yet?" I was like, "We're almost there. You just got to keep going a little bit more. Keep plugging along. We're almost there." But she had to trust me that I was taking her in the right way and down the right path. And I knew the path. I knew the exact path that we needed to go to get to the place where we were going. And she had to put her complete faith and trust in me because she didn't know it all. Matthew 7:13 says this, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many." So there is a way, but the way is narrow. There's only one. Wide is the way, or many are the ways, it could be said like that, that lead to destruction. So there are many ways, but those many ways don't lead to the same destination as the way, the one way. Those many different ways lead to destruction. And there is a very real heaven. It is a place for all those who put their faith and trust in Jesus will be with him for all eternity. There is also a very real hell for all of those who decide to go their own way, which their own way, that path is leading there. God doesn't send people to hell. They choose to go there themselves. And he said, "I don't want them to go there, so I'm going to make a way for them to not go there." And the way for them to not go there was God the Father sending his son to come to the earth, put on flesh and bone, and die in the most horrific way possible for you, so that you could be forgiven of your sins. He paid that price for you to make a way, saying, I love you so much. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to try to get you to get off the path you're on that is going to a place you don't want to go, to get on the right path, to get on the right road so that you can get to the place that is way better than you could ever imagine. You know, hell was never made for people. Hell was made for Satan and his demons. But it's a place that we choose to go when we sin and we choose our own way. Sin is doing things apart from God. It's actually, in actuality, kind of doing things the way Satan wants us to do things. So when we choose his way, we're choosing his destination, which his destination is hell. That's where he's going. So when you choose his way or any way apart from God's way, we're going to end up with him. So there's two realities. You either end up with Satan where he's going to be, or you end up with Jesus where he's going to be. Which path are you going to take? And we need to let people know which path they are on. Matthew, as you continue on in Matthew here, 7:14, now it says this, for the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. It's a simple concept, but that doesn't mean it's easy. There's going to be some fighting for it. There's going to be some hard times, but it leads to life. It leads to eternity with Jesus. A few years ago when I was still working in forestry, one of the jobs I had was to lay out the boundaries of the area that was going to be logged. And I was out in the middle of the woods this one day, and it was at the end of my day, and I was like, okay, it's time for me to wrap it up and head back to my vehicle. And I had my paper map, and I was looking at it, and I was standing on the edge of this stream. And as I looked at my map, I was like, okay, I'm right here. I know that my truck is directly behind me, which is west of me. So if I just go that way, then I will make it there in about 20 or 30 minutes. So I turned around and I started walking through the woods, and it was very brushy and at different spots, very difficult to kind of navigate through. And so I was navigating, and then all of a sudden I came along this little game trail, or like a trail that was created by an elk or a deer or something like that. And I was like, okay, it's a little bit easier to go through here than just to beat my way straight through the brush. So I started to follow this game trail, and it's like I still feel like I'm kind of going in kind of the right direction, so I'll get there eventually. Well, after about half an hour, I was like, I should have gotten there by now. It's like, maybe I'll just go another 5 minutes. And so I went another little 5 minutes meandering down this little game trail that I thought was going in the right direction. And 5 minutes later, I found myself popping out of the brush, standing on the same stream that I was half an hour ago, pointing in the same direction, which was the direction opposite of where I thought I was going and where I wanted to go, because I chose the easy path. It's like, this is easier. I'm just going to follow this path. So what I had to do was get out my compass, which showed me the direct path that I needed to go. And I had to do some hard beating through the brush. But in about 25 minutes, I made it back to my vehicle. There is a way that seems right to the man, but it leads to destruction. We can decide to choose our own way. We can decide to choose the easy way, but that way is not going to get us where we want to go. And we need to, and there's many people, just even in our own city, state, and nation, who are choosing their own way, choosing their path, and they won't be able to understand that they're on the wrong path unless somebody tells them. unless somebody shows them, hey, you're on the wrong path. The path that you are walking on is going to lead to a place that you don't want to go. So here's the way. Here is the one way that you need to take to get to the place that you want to go. I want to read this passage of scripture for you this morning out of Romans. Romans 3, starting in verse 21, says this. But now, God has shown us a way to be made right with him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't matter the background you come from, doesn't matter the race you are, the religion you may come out of. It's for everyone who believes. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he makes sinners right in his sight when they believe in Jesus. That is the good news. That is the gospel that we need to believe, and that is the gospel that we need to preach and tell other people about. That there's salvation in no other person, no other way, but Jesus Christ himself. And I've heard it said like this, that salvation is in Christ alone, by his grace alone. He didn't have to do what he did for us. It does not say, for God so had to save the world that he gave his only son. No, he didn't have to. He chose to, because what does it say? For God so loved the world. And because of his love, he gave us what we did not deserve. Salvation through him. That is grace. So in Christ alone, by his grace alone, and through faith in Jesus alone. Your faith in him, that belief that Jesus did really come to the earth, that God himself put on flesh and bone, came to the earth that he created, and really did die on the cross for your sins, and then come back to life on the third day and conquer sin and death. So in him alone, by his grace alone, and through faith that what he did in on that cross alone, there is no other way. Romans 10, 13 through 14 says this, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him who they have not believed? How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? How is somebody to know they are on the wrong road unless somebody tells them? How is somebody to know which way is the right way to take unless somebody shows them? It's our responsibility. It's our commandment as God's family, as his children, to tell those who don't know, to tell those who are on the wrong road, hey, you're on the wrong road. Here's the right road. Here's the right way if you want to be with Jesus. Again, there's only two destinations. If you want to be with Jesus, this is the way. He is the way. The reason why, or the way I knew about the way to get to the special camping spot that I took my daughter this last week was because somebody showed me the way. They took out a map and like, hey, there's this place. It's amazing. And he began to describe it to me and tell me about it and how the fishing is great, which it was great. Like my daughter caught 16 fish in the course of, I think, like 10 hours that we were there. And just one after another. Actually, she caught four in a row so fast as I was trying to make dinner. I was like, okay, you got to put the pole down. I got to have time to make dinner. But as my friend began to describe to me this place, he then showed me on a map how I was to get there. And you have to, you know, take this path and this road, and then you got to hike up this trail. And he showed me the way. And as I followed the way, I was able to get to the destination that I desired. But I had to follow the exact way. I couldn't get to a certain spot. I was like, I think this is a better way. Actually, I tried to do that and I almost died. It's like, wait a second. Okay, maybe I should retrace my steps and follow the path that he drew out for me. We need to show people. We need to tell people about the way, the truth, the life. And that is Jesus Christ. And God wants us to have his heart. His heart, which it literally breaks for people to know him, to know the way to eternal life. And we need to have that same heart that would drive us to the point of stepping outside of our comfort zone and saying, hey, the way you're going, the way you're living, what you're doing, it's the wrong way. I love you too much to not say anything. You need to know. Now, again, we don't save anybody. We can just show them the way, and they can choose to go that way or not. But it's our responsibility. It's our commandment from Jesus to show people the way. It's not the great suggestion, it's the great commandment. The great commandment to preach the gospel, to preach the one true way. Again, Acts 4:12 says this, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. There is no other name, there is no other way. There is the one way. Many are the ways that lead to destruction and death. But there is the way that leads to life. And that way, his name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. You can stand as we close this morning. Again, We need to make known the way. We need to let people know this good news, this great news, the best news ever, that Jesus really did come, really did die for your sins to make us righteous in God's sight, and that through him there is salvation. But there's two things that need to take place. It also says in the Bible that if you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart, then you will be saved. You need to believe that Jesus really did what he did. You need to really believe that he is who he said he was and that he did what he said that he was going to do. And then if you really believe that, you need to confess with your mouth that is true and that he is Lord. That Jesus, yes, I believe that you died and you rose from the grave, that you saved me from my sins, and Jesus, I surrender to you as Lord. So with every head bowed and every eye closed this morning, if you are here and you have not done that, if you have been walking your own way, thinking that you're going to get to a certain place, but now you realize there is only one way, and his name is Jesus. If you want to surrender your life to him, declare that Jesus Christ is Lord today, I want to pray with you. So if that's you this morning, if you would say that I need Jesus today, I want to choose him, can you just raise your hand so I know I'm praying with? Is there anybody like that? Says, I need Jesus. I need to get on the right path. The path to eternity with him. Is there anybody like that? Raise your hand. Raise it high so I can see it. Is there anybody like that this morning? I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. I see that hand. Thank you. All right, this is for those online as well. You can put your hands down. Thank you, guys. You can just repeat after me this morning. Father God, thank you for loving me so much that you sent your one and only son, Jesus, to die for me. Jesus, thank you for choosing to die for my sins. Please forgive me of my sin and help me to choose you every day from this day forward to go your way, which is the way to life. I want you to be my king, my Lord, my boss, and my friend from this day forward. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. If I could have the prayer team come forward. We're just going to close with some worship this morning, but if you do need prayer for anything, or if you, I would encourage you this morning, if you gave your life to Jesus, or if you rededicated your life to him this morning, recognizing that, yeah, I maybe knew him at one point, but I got off of my own way, I encourage you to come tell somebody. Say, hey, I need prayer to stay on the right path. I need help to stay on the right path. And we would love to pray with you and to help you with that. So as we just close with some worship, let's come and let's pray and let's just thank God.